You want to move on to 835?
Create a local improvement district to construct street, sidewalk, and stormwater improvements in the Southeast 86 Court and Steel Street Local Improvement District. Did you want 836 read also?
Please.
836. Authorize the Bureau of Transportation to acquire certain permanent and temporary rights necessary for construction of the Southeast 86 Court and Steel Street Local Improvement District project through the exercise of the city's eminent domain authority.
Colleagues, as you recall, this LID came to council on July 1st. This ordinance would form a local improvement district to improve Southeast 86th Court and Steele Street in the Lentz neighborhood, adjacent to the old Foster School site and the new Native American Youth and Family Center site. And this project would eliminate 375 feet of unpaved street in Lentz, which is the neighborhood with the sixth highest total centerline miles of unpaved street in the city. And to update us on what's going on, I'll turn it over to Andrew Abbey.
Thank you, Commissioner Novick. Andrew Abbey, Local Improvement District Administrator. Joining me today is Marty Maloney from our PBOT right-of-way section, and we also have Bob Healy from Transportation Development Review. Just to give you a little bit of an update on this, you have two ordinances before you today. One ordinance would actually form the LID, and then the other ordinance would provide PBOT with the ability to acquire the property rights necessary to build the project. Council approved the resolution of intent for this LID on July 1st with 83.6% petition support. We received no remonstrances against LID formation, so council retained jurisdiction to form this LID if it chooses. No single-family homes are proposed to be assessed by this LID in recognition of future requirements for right-of-way dedication and construction of sidewalks should current or future owners of these properties voluntarily choose to redevelop their properties in the future. Council approval of this ordinance today will significantly improve connectivity, access, and emergency response in this area of large super blocks. It is often mentioned, albeit inaccurately, that the city has 60 miles of unpaved streets and has made no progress on improving these streets. Council has consistently supported LIDs over the years that have whittled away at this backlog. A year ago, we had not 60 miles of unpaved streets, but 56.5 miles of unpaved streets. As of last month, we were down to 55.7 miles of unpaved streets, which is a 1.4% reduction from the previous year without any broad-based funding source for LIDs. Council approval of this ordinance today will further reduce our backlog of unpaved streets. One of our primary areas of focus since the resolution of intent hearing on July 1st has been on outreach. Exhibit I of this ordinance documents concerns and questions expressed by the community about the Generations Project and the planned street improvements. After receiving the July 26th email, which is included in Exhibit I, PBOT participated in a neighborhood meeting hosted by Portland Public Schools 4 days later on July 30th, to which all the neighbors were invited. The meeting was very productive, and we look forward to continuing this discussion in October with another jointly attended meeting where we can further engage with the community on both the planned street improvements and the private property work as well. In response to some of the questions that we've received, I've included a couple of exhibits to this ordinance, some of which have been passed out to the neighbors in attendance, to help better communicate the plans for this area. Exhibit B shows planned typical sections and street widths so that people can get a better sense of how the streets, both existing and new, will operate. We will take copies of this exhibit to our October meeting. Exhibit C is a color map that shows how school buses will access the project site. I'll just show that to you briefly here in a minute, and we will have copies of this map at our October meeting as well. And finally, we did get a fair question asked to us, which is answered in Exhibit I, that if school buses will use Southeast 86th Avenue to use the new Steele Street, how important is the new Steele Street connection between 85th and 86th Avenues? PBOT recognizes that both 85th and 86th Avenues are narrower than standard. However, PBOT recommends that this ordinance be approved as proposed, including the 85th to 86th connection on Steele, because this sets us up at some point in the future for extending Steele, which will be the widest street in the neighborhood, west to 82nd. After months of challenging negotiations, we are poised to have this new right-of-way, including the new 85th and Steele intersection on hand, shortly after council adoption of the ordinances before you today. And then I also checked with Fire, and they submitted a memo in favor of the new steel connection, included in Exhibit I as Attachment 2. This will significantly improve emergency response, not just for the planned new development, but also for the Garden Villas apartment complex and for existing residents of 85th and 86th Avenues, should these streets be blocked in the event of an emergency response. If the LID and the pending Type 3 procedure going before the hearings officer were not to be approved, then the Foster School site could simply be reopened as existing use, potentially adding more vehicle traffic than what is planned with the Generation NEA project, without the improved connectivity of the new steel street and without improving the existing unpaved street. And just in conclusion, the traffic study has been done with the new plan development and shows that with the new steel street connection and 86th Avenue improvements, that the transportation facilities in the area will be adequate to serve the new development. So I'm happy to answer any questions you might have before we turn it over to property owner testimony. I do have a map here if you want to just show it briefly on the display.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, so we have that in our packets too.
The pink circle on the left is the new 85th and Steel intersection. That will be a three-way intersection going to 85th North and Steel East. We'll set up the future Steel West. It will not have a driveway on the south to Garden Villas. The blue circle is where the school buses will enter on 86th Avenue to access the redeveloped school site. So they'll come southbound on 86th, they'll go east on Steel, and then the green circle shows how they will exit off of 86th onto the existing Steel east of 86th. So that was one question that the community had that I thought was a very fair question, and we put this map together to try to better explain how school buses would operate in the area, and we have checked with our traffic engineers that all the turning movements will work per the typical sections identified in Exhibit B.
Great. Thank you. Other questions for staff? Thank you very much, and we'll see who signed up to speak, please.
We have two people signed up. Please come on up. Are Suzanne Peluso and Matt Brown.
Good morning.
Morning. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Suzanne.
Mr. Mayor and commissioners, thank you so much for taking my testimony again. I was here July 1st, and I'm here on behalf of the neighbors of 85th Avenue. And I want to start my testimony the same way I started it July 1st by saying we wholeheartedly support the Generations Project. We want to see this go through. We don't want to block the project. If ever that has been a perception, I want to do away with that right now. And I just want to make three quick points. I don't want to reiterate everything in the letter that we attached, but I do want to make the point that that letter represented our entire block's feelings and not just the feelings of one resident. The ordinance kind of emphasize Diana's submission of the letter, but I just want to make really clear this was a consensus. We had multiple meetings and agreed together on those points. So it's I think it can be a little easier to dismiss it if it's perceived as one neighbor's complaints, but those are the opinions of all on that block. Another point I want to make that we hadn't made before, and I don't think we made it in our letter. We're starting to get increasingly concerned about the reference in the planned LID to a connection to 82nd Avenue. That's not part of this project, and we have major concerns about that. I understand the city has a policy for connectivity, and however, given the specifics of this neighborhood with the junction of 82nd Avenue and Foster, we believe that that connection needs to be carefully thought through, and that really shouldn't be folded into this ordinance. The way the ordinance is written, it's a given. It's going to happen. At least that's the implication in the ordinance. And on this map, it says future extension to 82nd Avenue. So our concern is that while that isn't on the table right now, the language in this could be cited in 2 years. You know, we'd already gone down this path. We're going to open up to 82nd Avenue without the full public process for that. So the ask here is just that be considered separately, you know, and that this not be written in a way to imply that is necessarily going to happen without the full public process and considerations about the impacts of that extension. And then the third point I want to make is that We really appreciate all the efforts that Andrew Abbey and Justin Dollard and Portland Public Schools has made to keep us in the loop. I feel like things have really improved in terms of neighbor engagement. When we talked on July 1st, there was a real concern that this project had been in the works for years, and many of the neighbors most directly impacted were just finding out about it this spring. Despite the reference in the ordinance to previous attempts at outreach, it wasn't successful back then. It is much improved now. There's still some issues with coordination of outreach. For example, the land use hearing that's coming up for the actual development and design of the Generations project, it hasn't been broadcast equally to the neighbors. Some of our neighbors found out only by reading a sign on a post by the development. So just another push to please have a coordinated effort to let us know what's happening. We felt a little bit like we're scrambling to understand the various multiple confusing pieces of this complicated project. So that's all I have to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Matt Brown, 3443 Northeast Cooch, Portland, Oregon. I'm here as a representative of Garden Villas, and I think Andrew described the 86% support for the project. We're the other part of this project, and I'm here happily to support the project today. I wanted to thank Andrew and the staff at PBOT, as well as the folks from PPS and NIA, for working with us over the last several months to come up with what we think is a fair apportionment of the costs on the project. My clients are prepared to dedicate the right-of-way necessary for the project at no cost, and in return, the project's being reassessed. And we think that's a fairly fair end result. The land values in the area about $20 to $30, so this represents somewhere around $26,000 to $39,000 in value in terms of the right-of-way that's being dedicated. We also appreciate Andrew's willingness to work with our property manager on site on the design of the project, including replacing some of the lost parking there on the corner of the property. So we'll be able to work with him over the next several months on the design of that project. So again, I want to thank the staff. Thank you for the ordinance in front of you today, and prepare to deliver the dedication documents on the passage of the ordinance. Thank you. Thanks for your help.
Thank you. Questions for these folks?
Melissa Palizzo, thanks for your testimony. Just to clarify, your property is not being assessed to help pay for the LAD, is that right?
Right.
Thank you.
But
that doesn't mean that your concerns shouldn't be taken into account.
And that isn't at all my concern.
Right.
Yeah.
I appreciate that clarification, too. Mm-hmm. Thank you both. Anyone else wants to speak on this item? Then it's time to take a roll call vote, please.
835, Saltzman.
Well, I'm very pleased to support this, and glad to see that it's come to fruition and that everybody seems very happy with the outcome. So I just want to say to the woman who did testify about whether 82nd or the punch through to 82nd is part of this, I really don't think it is, even though it indicates it's on the map, and I think that will be certainly a major decision that you, the neighbors, should have some input into before we move ahead on that. So this is a great day for an important project, NEA Generations, which will provide housing for intergenerational families committed to raising and adopting foster kids, and couldn't be happier to support this. Aye.
Novick.
Really appreciate our partners, NEA and Portland Public Schools, and appreciate the work of the neighbors and of Andrew and his team. Thank you. Aye.
Ritz.
Thank you again for everybody and for the continued negotiations. I think we've got to a good product here. And thanks to Mr. Brown for testifying on behalf of Garden Villas. I live in an area, southwest Portland, that had many unpaved streets when I first moved there and still has a lot. So I do relate to the neighbors' concerns about increased traffic with the improvements. The fact is it does improve property values around in the neighborhood area. It may bring more traffic, but that also brings more eyes on the street and a greater measure of safety, in my experience, in Deep Southwest. So it's certainly, change is difficult, and we as a city need to have connectivity. We need to have paved streets. In this instance, there's a large entity that's paying the majority of the bill, and so that in itself is a great thing to get the improvements made. We do need to be able to complete the system. I just checked through both of the matters before, as there's no reference to 82nd Avenue in either of the now be it resolved. So in government speak, that means it's not part of this ordinance, but there's no semblance of pre-approving other projects. It's only talking about this in the now be it resolved. And so I understand that concern also. And in my mind, if I'm going to be looking at that question in the future, it's a whole new question. It's not part of this. Thank you, everybody, for your work. Aye.
Fish.
First, I want to thank Commissioner Saltzman for being the longtime champion of the project that we're talking about, which is the NEA housing in Lentz. Second, for those of you who are new to the LID process, more often than not, the ending of an LID process that Andrew shepherds lacks drama, because Andrew is very skilled at working with affected community members to get to a resolution. In fact, I think Andrew has one of the tougher jobs and does it superbly. So thank you, Andrew, once again for your good work. Thanks to all the governmental agencies, particularly PBOT, that weighed in on this. And most importantly, thanks to the neighbors for coming and sharing your concerns. And we hope that we're getting this right. Aye.
Hales.
Well, I appreciate the good work that's been done and the involvement of the neighborhood. Let me talk about a couple things here that I'm pleased with. One, we do need to really reach out and engage neighbors when we make change, whether it's land use change or transportation change. And we always want to do a better job. So your constructive criticism of how this process worked and didn't work is helpful. And it's helpful to staff that are already doing a good job and to us that are trying to supervise all this work. So thank you. Secondly, there are a couple things that we have to do that are difficult. We're not going to back into them by just oblique references and documents. As Commissioner Fritz noted, we're going to hopefully walk straight towards them. And one is the issue that in the annexed parts of the city in particular, Southwest, Cully, much of East Portland, we don't have a very good street grid. Didn't have one from the beginning. What works in the long run for a neighborhood is multiple connections and the spreading out of traffic rather than the concentrating of it in a few streets. But it's hard to make those changes because people are used to the street grid that we have. And we have to do that in a thoughtful way and, again, engage the community as we do it. But we're going to be actually talking a lot about that issue over the next 6 months to a year because we're working on the comprehensive plan. And that's where we get to take that big look at the larger map of the city and say, where can we do better than what we have now over time? Again, with the engagement of the people that actually live there and have a lot to say and a lot at stake when we make the change. So that's going to be an uneasy conversation because, again, change is difficult and we're used to the street system that we have, even if it's not a very good grid. But we, over time, I believe, need to make it a better grid. Secondly, I love the fact that we're starting to make a little bit of progress with those miles of unpaved streets. I'm very proud of the fact that this council finally this year in this budget funded the first increment of funding for the Out of the Mud program that will help support this kind of street construction in those 55 or thereabouts miles that remain, because we have a lot of work to do to have the blessings of urban life actually be in front of everyone's home. So that's heartening to see the progress. And then finally, this project is going to be an anchor for the neighborhood, an anchor for the community, and an anchor for the Native American community in the city. And I'm very excited about it. And I think it's going to be a good neighbor. I think we all know that. And I think it'll be a good day when it opens and is the heart of the neighborhood. So thank you all for good work, good conversation, more of both to come. Aye. Thank you.